Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Bimbo News. Hosts, Allie Siegel, Melissa Stecky.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers Bimbo News. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
This is a podcast where we'll discuss everything from viral news stories to pop culture to things that we watched on TV during the week. We have a Patreon. Our true crime episodes are now only available at patreon.com/webcrawlers for $5 a month. Also, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and call into our hotline and leave a voicemail if you'd like to be on our mailbag episodes. The number is
626-63-4-2069.
Nice.
I actually have had coffee next to me all morning and have not had a chance to take a sip of it, which is the craziest thing ever.
I hate when that happens.
I know.
It's all cold and you're like, well, I got to drink it anyway. Why
Well, it's an iced coffee, but I just added more ice. But now it's like watery iced coffee because the first round of ice melted. It's just...
And then like the milk separates.
Oh,
and it's like,
coagulates. It's disgusting. Anyways.
Still drink it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll have diarrhea later. It's not a problem. Melissa, who are our patrons this week?
We have Olivia K.
Ooh.
And Dawn S.
I like both those names.
Me too.
If I had two daughters, I would name them Olivia and Dawn after our
Olivia
patrons today.
Olivia and Dawn.
Yeah. My two gorgeous daughters, Olivia and Dawn Siegel.
Dawn Siegel.
Just ruin it with the Siegel. This week in Weird, what's going on?
Well, there was a solar flare.
I got a text from AT&T this morning, actually.
I did too.
Do you get that? It's like an apology. They made an amends.
I wasn't affected by it. Were you?
No, I wasn't affected by it either.
But I think it was cellular service, which I don't use that anyway.
Yeah, so I wasn't.
I'm not calling anyone.
Yeah,
I
made
Wi-Fi.
Zero calls. Yeah, I made no calls. So
yeah, it makes zero difference for me.
Yeah,
in fact,
fine.
It probably helped.
I know what
getting calls.
Yeah, I was gonna say, oh great, spam couldn't reach me. Okay.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah,
but there was a solar flare. What was it? Thursday. When did Maria text? Yeah. But it was like this massive solar flare. This is from earth.com. The Earth has a website.
I love that website.
Yeah. They're really good. It was the most significant solar flare in 7 years.
Wow. What does
that
even mean? What is that? Oh, thank you.
It's a powerful
let me tell you.
It's a powerful explosion within the sun's atmosphere. Illuminating the intricate dance of celestial forces at play.
Wow, the Earth really has a way with words.
Yeah. Bursts of radiation coming from the sun's surface. Like, they've made, not like reenactments, what are they called? Like, anime?
Oh, I do reenactment pieces for the Earth, for solar flares.
It shows like a explosion of like the thing coming off.
So like the sun. Earth gets, the sun gets angry.
It gets angry. It gets upset because it's so hot.
And it hurts our cell phones.
It's like, turn on the temperature.
Yeah. You know,
right? But yeah, apparently it can affect power grids, navigation signals, spacecraft, astronauts.
Wow.
So they haven't said that it was, I mean, they don't know if that's what caused the outage, but I mean, it could have been.
I sometimes, because of how Twitter is now, like QAnon Twitter will show up on my feed, or like conspiracy theory Twitter. And they were like, sure, it's the sun. Like, you know, it's cyber attacks and the government shutting down our power grid.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I think it was probably a solar flare.
I'm gonna say solar flare. I say solar flare. Yeah.
Also, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care who's if the power goes out for a little bit, all right.
Cool. As long as we got Wi-Fi, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, we're all gonna be okay. But
speaking of space.
Yeah, a lot of space stuff.
NASA wants volunteers for a years-long Mars simulation.
Wasn't there already like a documentary about that?
There was
like in the bubble?
A TV show. It was.
That's not what I'm thinking of.
This is Moonbase 8. Was this the like show with Fred Armisen, Tim Heidecker, and John C.
No,
Reilly.
This was not a TV show with Fred Armisen. Season.
I liked it. I thought it was funny.
Oh, wait. Okay. This is not what I'm looking for either. Yeah. For some reason, a documentary called The Bubble about an old folks' home came up, but that is also not what I...
Red Heaven from 2020.
I think that's probably it. Yeah.
Six people live for years on Mars in a simulation.
I watched some of it, but I'm like, okay, been there, done that. So they're doing it again, but with randos?
I guess.
Because these people, I think, were scientists.
Yes. But the people that they want to sign up have to be, where is it? They have to be like pilots and like science. Like you have to have like a PhD in stuff.
Yeah, this says non-smoker, speak English. They don't want you blasting cigs on Mars. No.
Although the atmosphere is different. I wonder if
maybe it would just blow up or something.
Controlled.
Well, they also, they probably don't want you like jonesing for a cigarette while you're up there. It distracts you.
You need a master's degree in engineering, math, biology, or other sciences. At least 2 years doctoral work or a test pilot program. 1,000 hours of piloting experience.
Thousand Island dressing. A bottle of Thousand Island dressing.
A real love for Thousand Island dressing.
Interesting. I showed it to you and Maria, my friend Lauren Reeves, who's really, she's so funny.
She's very funny.
She's a writer and producer. She used to write for At Midnight. She has this on her Instagram, but Vice News did a segment. Mars One was this was in 2019, was auditioning people for like in the future.
Right.
When people lived on Mars. They were like, one day we're going to have people go to Mars and live there. And we're auditioning people to be the first round of people to live on Mars or something. And she auditioned. And her audition thing is so funny. We can play a little bit. Anyways, Vice did a little like news segment documentary on it. And they played her audition tape because she won.
I mean, they should send her.
Yeah. Well, she won the contest to be one of the
people. She did win.
Yeah, she won.
Oh, I didn't know that she won.
Yeah, she won.
A funny thing.
No,
she did.
No, she entered. That wasn't a fake skit. She really entered it in.
Right,
and she
won. I know she entered. I didn't know that she won.
A Dutch company called Mars One is planning to establish a settlement on the red planet by the year 2023.
The Mars One mission says they want to send humans to Mars.
In 2012, Dutch business whiz Bas Lansdorp announced a multi-billion-dollar mission to colonize Mars.
Here's the catch. The voyage is a one-way ticket.
That's like a Twilight Zone episode, though.
Mm-hmm. Tens of thousands of people have sent in audition tapes.
Hello, Earth. My name is Lauren Reeves, and I'm a human. Please send me to Mars.
I was born 100,100
years ago. You can go to the second slide.
Second video, okay.
I think the thing that separates me from the other people applying is that I already have a helmet I wear my helmet everywhere I go, and I expect to wear that helmet in space. The galaxy is so big, it's hard to explain to just regular people. There's hundreds of thousands of acres out there. Yeah. I've been doing a lot of research about Mars. It's the red planet. Aliens. Funny you should ask. I love aliens. Probably the most difficult part about living on Mars would be internet connection. Like, what if it's slow? I think I'd be a great candidate to send to space because my calendar is very wide open in the year 2023. I have nothing planned for that year. I don't even know if I'll still be alive. In the year 2023, I'm pretty much open as of now. Well, I'm going to die alone anyways. Might as well do it on Mars. When I get to Mars, the first thing I'm going to do is find Mars Rover and give it a hug.
It's so crazy that it's 2024 now.
I know.
It's so weird. Like, talking about the future is 2023 and now we've passed that. It's so scary.
Yeah, that is weird.
Anyways, I guess her flight got delayed to Mars.
Yep. Unfortunately.
This next story is crazy, too.
Oh, yes. You posted this.
Yeah.
El Chapo's granddaughter is on the hunt for the Loch Ness Monster.
It's
her name is Frida Sofia Guzman Munoz. She's 18. She's traveled to England and Scotland. She's sharing snaps on her social media.
This is, listen, this is how a trust fund kid should spend her money.
Do you think she has a lot of money, or did they confiscate it?
Oh, you know, Chapo. Chapo had cash hidden. Come on.
It's hidden in, like,
oh yeah, beds
and stuff.
Yeah, there's potholes and beds
and
cupboards with money hidden. She's got Chapo cash.
Yeah. So much cash everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, the daughter of El Chapo's eldest son, Edgar, who was brutally murdered. Oh, so her dad was killed. Oh no.
Oh, that's sad.
Wow.
She should do ghost stuff too then. I would watch a show of El Chapo's granddaughter looking for different cryptids.
Absolutely.
Yeah. the Chupacabra, the Chapo Cabra. The Chapo Cabra. There's something about, like, I mean, I don't know if you would call El Chapo's granddaughter a Nepo baby, but
yeah,
who else is... There was that celebrity and his sons who had a show where they tried to find Bigfoot.
A celebrity and his sons?
Yeah, he's a big celebrity. His name is escaping me right now.
And his sons. Ozzy Osbourne.
No. Well, Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe and his sons had that show. Yeah.
Right. What is that screenshot that we have? It's like something, come at me, ghosts.
Yeah.
Or something.
It was the low files where he tried to find Bigfoot and ghosts and stuff like that.
That's
I love when a celeb just is honest about thinking.
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just
into all that weird stuff.
Yeah. Paul Giamatti, El Chapo's granddaughter, come on the pod. Come on the pod together
come
if
on the
you're
pod.
Available. I would
we
love
just want
it.
To have a little talk with you.
Yeah. Well, speaking of celebs, this is a perfect intro into entertainment news. Hot couple alert. Hot potential couple alert.
Right. Meryl Streep and Martin Short were pictured getting dinner together.
Yeah. And there were rumors before because they've been sitting together at award shows.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. But they're also on Murders in the Building or whatever together. She was she was on last season, I guess.
Oh, I didn't watch.
I don't watch either because I don't think that shows.
Didn't she just get divorced?
Yes.
And what's Martin Short's deal?
His wife passed away from ovarian cancer.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
Several years ago, I think. But yeah, she passed away.
Oh, 2010.
Yeah.
Aw, they should.
I would love it. I would
love
it.
Power couple.
But it was so funny because remember when there was that picture, I can't remember where it was, like the Oscars, or there have been so many award shows, but Selena was whispering to Taylor Swift, and they thought everyone thought it was about Timothy Chalamet.
Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet, right?
Yeah. And then Selena Gomez commented on a photo on Instagram that like People magazine posted, and she was like, "Actually, I was telling Taylor about two of my friends who are hooking up."
And
so now
are those two friends Marilyn Martin?
So now everyone's, because Selena and Martin Short are on Murders in the Building together, everyone's like, was Selena telling Taylor That's that so Martin funny. Short and Meryl Streep are
Could
dating?
You imagine being the reaction, being like,
I mean, if you told me that Meryl Streep and Martin Short were dating, I feel like that would be my reaction too.
I think I would too.
If I was like a celebrity and that was before it broke, funny. I would have that reaction too.
That's so funny. Well, I hope.
That made me laugh. That's the only thing that would redeem Selena Gomez for me. If that's what she was gossiping about, I'd be fine with it. That's the kind of gossip I need. Yeah, elder gossip is what I want.
Elder gossip.
Yeah. That's what I live for. Well, this is a sad story of elder gossip.
Oh my God. So have you watched the Wendy Williams?
Not in its entirety. I've watched it like little by little because it's so.
Okay. Wendy Williams, legendary talk show host, radio show host. She was diagnosed with dementia and aphasia a few days ago.
Which is what Bruce Willis has.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's this documentary out called Where is Wendy Williams that there's actually four parts. It's like a series. And I've watched the first three.
I'm like
1 hour to go.
I'm only like 10 minutes into part one.
And it was initially supposed to be a documentary about her comeback of like,
yeah,
because she quit her show in 2021 over like health concerns,
right?
And she went to rehab. She had a drinking problem, and everyone thought that was the issue. She's had like random health.
She has thyroid and Graves' disease. I know
she
was
has
initially
Graves' disease, and she has lymphedema.
Yeah.
In her feet, so she's got a whole bunch of stuff going on. And but this documentary, it ends up turning into like it's just her with like dementia, like she's slowly,
yeah, you see her quickly slow,
actually, well, yeah, losing
it's like her cognitive it's like her cognitive decline.
It feels like we shouldn't be able to watch this.
That's why I have a hard time watching it.
It's weird. I feel weird. I mean, I am watching it, so like, you know, I'm part of the problem, but like, it just is, it's so sad.
Well, the issue is that, and maybe they do, you can tell me, is they don't address that she has dementia.
I don't know if they do in the last part, because she was just officially diagnosed, I think, like this week or something, but the filmmakers are asking people like, are you concerned about her? Are you like, no one says dementia. They just say like, oh, she's forgetting things. She doesn't seem like she's the same anymore. She's not the same Wendy. No one's officially saying it.
Well, that's my question is, was she just diagnosed or did they just tell the public that she has it?
I don't know.
Because
I think her son said, I don't know.
What I felt like was that they all know she has this,
yes,
because otherwise, because she's yelling at people and being, you know, saying cruel things, which is part of dementia.
Yeah.
Especially the dementia and aphasia that she has and the lobe that she has it in.
Frontal lobe.
Right. That changes your personality.
Yes.
And for example, if you didn't know that she had it, and there's a scene with her getting a manicure or something, and she's saying to the manicurist, like, are you stupid? Like, what's wrong with you? Or she's telling people, like, they're fat and things like that. If you didn't know that someone you were interacting with had dementia, you would be like, don't talk to me like that, you know?
Exactly.
But they don't react that way. You know, they're kind of like, okay, you know, whatever. So clearly there's an understanding between everyone around her that there's an issue with her. And
they're all taking advantage of her.
Well, my problem is that they don't tell the audience that. So that we're watching it thinking, and we know now because it's been made public, but we're thinking they're not addressing. So we're like, why is she acting that way? You know, or there's clearly something going on. And we're like, what the fuck is this? And that's what you're saying. Like, they're taking advantage of her. Yeah, they're not saying what's going on. So we're just seeing this person behaving in a way without understanding the human aspect of it, of being able to see. So it's just, it's gross. I don't know. It's sad. It's really sad.
It's so sad. And so apparently Wells Fargo froze her account because she was spending so much money, and they were like, what is going on? And her son was like, well, like, he spent $100,000 on Uber Eats in a year. And like, but to be fair, like, she has millions and millions of dollars. So for her to spend that much money on her son, everyone around them, like, that seems not that crazy. And her son's like, well, I was flying her between Florida and New York, like, flying a private jet. That's like $40,000 each fucking flight. Right. So like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I believe. I kind of trust her son more than it. But like, her manager is like setting up these meetings for her to do this podcast. She doesn't know where she is.
It's horrible.
And like, this PR lady is like saying like, I don't know. I think everything's fine. And like, taking her to LA. She went to a meeting with like NBC Universal about starting a new talk show. And she's like out of her mind. You're like, what are you doing? Like, these people are just using her to like get money out of her.
And I mean, it's their payday. That's
Because like, her niece comes over and is like, who are you? Like, talking to the PR person, like, I'm sorry, I've never met you. Who are you?
Yeah, her niece,
like,
is the only one.
Are you paying all these people?
Yeah.
Her manager clearly is like giving her alcohol, but like, on camera, he's like, no, Wendy, you can't have that alcohol. It's like, well, how did it get in her house in the first place?
Right.
Like, he's for sure supplying it to her.
Yeah. Her niece is the only one who seemed to have any true care or empathy.
Yeah. It was like, what the fuck is going on? Who are these people around you that you're paying?
Yeah. It's really, really devastating. And it's interesting to see how she's being treated versus how, Bruce Willis is being treated with aphasia. And it's like, is it because Wendy Williams is like a woman of color and people are taking advantage? You know, it's just interesting.
Right.
Because, you know, Bruce Willis's family is really like rallying against him and everyone's so supportive. And, you know, he's not being exploited during this process. Except he did have to do that movie with Randall.
Oh my God, Randall Emmett.
Yeah, which
Lala's
was kind of
ex-husband.
Yeah, but then after that, I think it was just cut dry, and
like,
now
you shouldn't do this anymore.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just kind of interesting
to
see the
differences.
It's
so messed up. But I guess like the Guardian, like, they tried to sue A&E to not get the documentary out.
Oh, and that makes it even worse. Wow.
Yeah,
I can't believe they aired it if they didn't.
It's disturbing.
Yeah, that's really
very disturbing.
Yeah, well, disturbing in a different way. Machine Gun Kelly's whack ass weird tattoo.
What he got? It's called a blackout.
Yeah, he blacked
tattoo,
it out. Yeah,
where it's his whole arms, his whole chest. It's all just black.
Yeah, he just blacked it out. It's, first of all, that must be so. Every time I see someone that. I'm like, how is that not infected?
Right?
That's the first thing that I always
think of.
Because
they showed the gun that they use, and it's just like a gun that has like, I don't know, 100 needles going across. Like, it just must hurt so bad.
And it must have taken so long. It must have hurt so bad. Because one tattoo takes like an hour. And I have small tattoos.
A tiny tattoo. Took like, you know, an hour.
Yeah. And that must have, because it's the whole like top of his body, must have taken, I don't know, several sessions. the healing process hurts, and
it's like
not
open
hurts.
Wounds.
Yeah, it itches. It takes forever. How is he? You can't shower. There's no way he can shower. What is he doing?
I know. I wonder if he did, because it said he's been wearing long sleeve shirts over the past few months.
Yeah.
Right. Because you can't
get
God, it must have just hurt. You must just do like one section at a time and then let that heal. I don't know.
You can't get your tattoo wet. Like if when you have a tattoo, right. Like you can shower, but it has to, you know, it has to be like quick. You can't take a bath or like really get wet. If it's whole, I don't know. I'm just gross. It's gross. It's not a look that I enjoy.
It's weird. And some people on Twitter were like, is this a form of blackface?
Well, it's just, it's interesting when he's a rapper and right. Or whatever he is. Is he a rapper? I don't know what he is.
He's sort of rap singer.
Adjacent.
I don't know. Emo rapper.
I will say, I brought up Machine Gun Kelly once on the podcast and I was like, he's weird. There's something about him that's off. I think he's like he has been abusive to whatever.
Megan Kelly.
Megan Fox.
Who's Megan Kelly?
Well, are they married? I don't think she took his name, though.
Oh.
Right. I don't even know if they're married. But, and you and Maria were both like, I think he seems really nice and charming.
Because he posted something nice. I can't, or something nice. He did something nice.
What'd he do? He posted an inspirational quote and you guys fell for it. And I said, I'm not buying it. I will. I think that Megan Fox might have had a miscarriage.
Oh, yes. I read that, too.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because he wrote like a song about it or something.
Yeah, I think she recently had a miscarriage, which is sad. Yeah,
that's
but
sad.
That doesn't make his tattoo any better. Bradley Cooper, before you get into this part that maybe is moving, I haven't heard about this, but I read. Where did I read it?
I think I read the same. The same tweet.
Yeah, I don't know if this is true or not, but that he was saying that. Oh, here it is. I found it. Okay. IndieWire. This is from IndieWire.
Yes.
A quote from Bradley Cooper. I hope that Leonard Bernstein would come every day into me. Bradley Cooper said of Maestro, it was scary, but the idea of it not happening and I would have to act. But thank goodness, every day of the 55 or 56 day shoot, it did happen. Wait, so he was saying he was possessed every single day?
Well, that's an interesting way to word that.
It was scary, the idea.
He's coming into me.
He's coming into me. So I guess he's saying that every day of the shoot, the ghost of Leonard Bernstein
was having sex with him before he was shooting.
Entered his body.
He was channeling him.
He was channeling him.
He is going so hard for this Oscar campaign that he's not going to win. It's going to be Cillian Murphy.
He hasn't won a single award hard.
You can't win against Cillian Murphy.
Oppenheimer.
No. You're not gonna. I'm sorry.
But I was watching the SAG Awards and
I didn't watch them.
They're all stupid. But A.D. Bryant hosted something last night she was the host and it looked like she did a really good job in her opening monologue.
I feel like she would be a good award show host.
What is she? What was it? Critics' Choice? What was it?
Oh, Critic?
No, it was. No, God, there's British. There's so many. Independent Spirit Awards.
Oh, God, there's so many awards.
Yeah, but her opening monologue was really funny. She's like, I'm going to roast people. And then she's like, hey, Natalie Portman, you stupid bitch. And then she just, she was like, hey, Sterling K. Brown. You bitch. She just kept calling people
that's
bitches.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
But yeah, I'm afraid he's not going to win anything and he's going to unalive himself.
I mean, I can't imagine Cillian Murphy winning like all these awards and then not winning the Oscar. That's kind of not how it works.
Yeah.
It's usually like, the same person.
Yeah. It's like we all know the Bear is going to win everything. Like once you win three award shows, you're just like, you're going to sweep. But what did Bradley Cooper do with the kids?
Well, he was doing, there's this interview where he was talking about his, like, you know, his inspiration for the movie. And Leonard Bernstein's kids were there. Well, they're like adult children.
Yeah. And his babies were there.
His babies were there. And Bradley was talking about, he started crying because he misses Leonard Bernstein so much. And then, but it turns out he's never met him.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I was like, have they met?
No.
This guy's a freak.
He was crying, and people on TikTok were roasting him.
He needs a chill axe. I'm sorry.
You know, I just wish he would win an award so he would go back to, like, making fun movies.
Yeah, like, go win the award and then, like, go do The Hangover again.
Yeah, so that you, because that was, like, fun Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Did he win anything for A Star is Born?
Oh, because Lady Gaga won the Oscar, right?
Maybe
he didn't.
That's why he's still, I think, clamoring.
I think that's what happened.
Someone needs to...
Well, they won Best Song, right?
I don't know.
Or is that a Grammy?
Someone needs to, like, go to CVS and get one of those little statues and just be like, best actor ever, Bradley Cooper. And then just let him call it a day.
I mean, did you see Maestro?
I watched like 5 minutes of it and I was like, this isn't for me.
I honestly thought Carey Mulligan was really good at
That's what I've heard.
She kind of was great. The star of that movie, to be honest.
Oh, God, he's going to lose it. Good thing Bradley Cooper doesn't listen to this podcast. I assume.
What if he did? What if he listens? He's like,
he's a patron. This is his favorite podcast. He'll lose his mind. After Leonard Bernstein came into Bradley Cooper every day of filming, this is a not as fun story. A man sent his wife a spreadsheet of all of her excuses not to have sex. Can you imagine? What? So it was, first of all, it was Excel. So,
I still use Excel occasionally.
I don't know how to use Excel
to keep track of our podcast expenses.
And that's why you're
all wrong.
That's why you're the big boss. I have no idea how to use it. So in column A, he recorded the date, which was June 3rd to July 16th. In column B, he included the response, which was yes or no.
This was only a month? June 3rd to July 16th?
I guess so. Yeah. So he took track of like a month of sex.
How much sex are they having?
Well, I don't know. We got to check the spreadsheet.
Every day?
In column C, he wrote down the excuse his wife used against having sex on a particular night. So I guess he must be asking her for sex like every single day.
Right. Oh, this is most pretty much every day.
Well, that's the problem.
3rd, 2014. I was watching a show, but there were only 5 minutes left. He was snoring before it was over. Oh, wait, no, this is... Oh, see, I found the one that she wrote.
So they had sex 3 times in a month. Like, okay, that's like almost once a week.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's more that's than enough. Yeah, Jesus. What a slut. So then her excuses were, I'm watching the show. It was a Friends rerun. Then she said, I feel sweaty and gross. I need a shower.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exhausted. Then they had sex once. And then the other time, and then the next day she said, I'm still a bit tender from yesterday.
Totally.
This feels like too intimate. I like feel gross reading this. This is sad. You're too drunk. So now the fact that this guy made a spreadsheet and now we know that he gets super, super drunk. I hate this guy.
Because she made a spreadsheet. She responded to this and she said,
really?
June 3rd. I was watching a show, but there were only 5 minutes left. He was snoring before it was over.
Yeah. So I'm
and then
sure
the workout
guy's...
where she was sweaty, she's like, I got into bed after a good workout and was totally in the mood. But then he farted and Dutch ovened me. I told him it was gross. Took a shower the next morning because the smell had permeated my hair. Disgusting.
This guy is like what? Like Kevin James in a...
Oh, no. And then she's like, June 9th, worked my butt off all day. Cooked him dinner and then cleaned the kitchen. He watched a game on TV and drank a beer and I was exhausted.
Oh, this is like my nightmare.
Are these people divorced? I mean, this is...
They must be at this point.
Ew.
Hate it.
I hate it.
Hate it.
Go to therapy.
Yeah, go get a divorce lawyer.
Get a divorce. Go to therapy.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's another insane flight story. It's making me scared to like go on a flight anytime soon.
I don't know what's going to people. You don't know what's going to happen. Someone's going to flip out.
Yeah.
A door's going to fly off the plane. It's
scary.
Well,
that's what almost happened this time. So this is from February 21st. American Airlines passengers restrain man with duct tape after he tries to open plane door mid-flight.
Oh, my God. God.
It was headed.
What is going on with people in airplanes?
Headed from Chicago to New Mexico. And yeah, this guy just got up and tried to open the emergency exit mid-flight. Multiple passengers had to work together to duct tape the man's legs and tie his hands behind his back in an effort to restrain him. The plane returned safely to Albuquerque, where law enforcement officials took over.
Oh, my God.
And there's photos, and it's like the stewardesses couldn't get there quickly enough. And these guys just all got up and attacked him. And I guess the stewardesses brought over this tweet of a guy on the flight. 30 minutes after departing Albuquerque, I was shaken out of my Panda Express and tequila-induced stupor by a man trying aggressively open the airplane door 4 rows back. Oh, me and God. 5 other dudes had to wrestle him into the aisle, duct tape his legs, and throw flexi cuffs on him. Just safely landed back in Albuquerque, but holy shit.
Oh my God.
I can't imagine.
If someone was trying to open the flight at the door, would you like, would you tackle them?
No,
I feel like I would. I feel like my instinct would be to do
it. You would.
I feel like I would.
I don't know what like, I would
not,
do.
Not on my flight.
Not
buddy.
On my watch.
I would get up.
I don't know what I would do. I feel like I would be, I would want to, but I feel like I would think maybe this could be someone else's job today.
If no one else was doing it, although like, what if he had like a knife and like stabbed me and killed me, you know?
Yeah, my worry is that like I'm not very strong, so I don't know if I'd be more of a hindrance. I would think I'd be more of a hindrance than I think I would tell someone. I'd be like,
hey, you get him.
Yeah,
get like, the biggest guy. In the
hey,
flight.
You get him.
Hey, you get him.
I think I'd like scream or say something like that. Guy's like, go get that guy.
Yeah, someone get him. Someone.
So go get that guy. Yeah,
but I'd try to find something to like hit him over the head with.
Yeah, like a frying pan.
Be like a tray.
Who's got a frying pan? Yeah. Just start throwing warm nuts at him. But God, man. Yeah. Stop doing nonsense on
what
flights.
What are people doing? This is so weird.
Yeah, that's bus behavior. That's some bus ass behavior.
Do that on a open the door on a bus.
Yeah, that's jump out of a bus behavior. Well, I'm glad this didn't happen. An asteroid the size of 16 washing machines passed close to Earth. Thankfully, didn't hit it, but it got close.
16 washing machines would be the size of about... Why can't you say like...
Yeah, there's got to be something...
Like 4 cars.
Right. Or like... You know, a football field. Like, how much is 16 washing machines?
That's like the size of, yeah, like an RV size,
right?
Or like, why 6 washing machine sized?
Okay, wait, 16 washing machines.
I'm trying to think of my washing machine and my dryer. 16
right.
Of those.
One, and then it's like, was it 16 long or like we putting them
that's
into
like a big
square shape?
That's like a big sprinter van.
Right. Why didn't they just say a sprinter van sized 16 washing machines? And also, I feel like there's things that are the same size as washing machines that they could have used.
What was that one tweet that was like, hail sized hail like falling on or something. Large
seen that,
hail
but that's
sized
funny.
Hail falling from the sky.
That's really good. That's really funny. Stupid ass.
Well,
yeah.
True crime corner, baby.
Yeah. I didn't watch this, but you did.
Oh my God. You got to watch. Although I'm sure Tyler Perry's going to make it into a series.
Really? It's 8 hours. So, but you
not
watched
you
it.
Watch it on 2x speed.
Okay. So I'll have
hours.
To do that. Okay.
Okay. There's this TikTok series, 50 part series. Oof. On TikTok, about 10 minutes each video. Of this user named Risa Tisa. And I don't know what her real name is. And it's called Who the Fuck Did I Marry?
Ooh.
And over last weekend, it was like a three-day event where she was detailing the story of this man that she married who turned out to be this pathological liar.
Oh, God.
And the reason she knew so many details and dates is because while she was with him, she would do like little audio diaries to herself just of weird things that would happen.
Oh, interesting.
Which like ends up being very
useful
now.
Yeah.
But like met this guy on, oh God, I think it was Plenty of Fish.
Got to stop using Plenty of Fish. It seems.
Was that the Lover Stalker.
Yeah.
I think it was. And went on a date. He said he was like a former pro football player, was an executive at this company. And like the lies he made up were so insane. He had fake phone calls with family members that didn't exist. He'd be like on the phone, be like, oh, I'm just talking to my brother, say hi. And she'd be like, hey, James, hey, what's going on? Whole fake conversations.
That's so scary. Said he had this whole fake
job. They were going house shopping. He had no money. He would put offers in on homes and then make up like, oh no, something was wrong with the house. It fell through.
Oh my God.
And it was thrilling.
That's I'm sure so someone scary. Made
it, put it on YouTube, I think, of like all the parts.
Yeah, that'd be easier together. To watch.
But it's like, you know, 8 hours of like, it's like a true crime God. Series.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. That'd be a good like Lifetime movie. I'm sure that someone's going to buy the rights and make that into some sort of.
But apparently she's already made like. Someone, I read somewhere made like 30 grand per video or something, because it's like the most viewed series or something, most viewed something, like new account or something where she.
Oh, because they monetize on TikTok?
Yes. Because she there was this whole thing about like he would promise her like, I'm going to get you a dark blue BMW with the cognac interior, and would like promise her these things, like would bring it back up. So people were like, girl, I hope you get your BMW with it. She's like, I just got the BMW. I'm so sad I didn't get it. And it's fucking crazy.
That's insane.
It's worth listening to.
I will. That's great. I'm going to make something up like how I found out my podcast partner was a pathological liar.
Oh my God. My family doesn't exist. I don't have a child.
It's not even named Melissa.
The child you met?
She's a hired actress.
If you have 8 hours, but also you can watch it on double speed.
Yeah.
Which cuts it down.
That'd be good, just like background noise for when I'm like cleaning the house and just have that on.
Yeah, just treat it like a pod. You don't have to watch it. It's just like a podcast.
Yeah.
Just listen to it.
Another kind of true crime thing. What's her name? Ruby Frankie, or is it Frankie?
Ruby Frank? Ruby Frank, that crazy mom?
She got sentenced.
Oh.
Yeah. Her crimes were way worse than what I thought.
She was the YouTuber who, like a family vlogger, YouTuber.
Yeah. She got sentenced to 4 to 30 years for child abuse.
Well, yeah, she would like, what was she doing? Like tying up her kids with like duct tape?
Yeah.
Like, crazy shit.
They called it concentration camp like conditions for her children.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it's she's not appealing. Crazy. Or anything like that. Yeah, so I think...
It's so crazy. She's a parenting advice YouTuber. And, like, meanwhile, these poor kids are, like, starving and, like, she's beating them.
Yeah, it's really... And then forcing them to be in videos. It's really...
That's so deranged.
It's really horrific. So, I mean, I feel like she should get life for...
Yeah.
Oh, it's really, really sad.
You have to be nuts in order to do that.
Yeah.
Like you're an evil person.
It's scary. So I'm glad that she got prison for sure. I'm going to move that to Hero of the Week. Okay. TV.
Ooh.
I found a new television show that I'm watching.
Oh, yes, you did.
I've binge watched it this week. I'm almost done. Sadly, wow. I think almost done with
seasons?
It. Two seasons.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. And I actually skipped a few episodes, but Resident
episodes.
Yeah, because it got boring, or it kind of went off the rails a little bit for a few episodes. Because listen, it's not the best show I've ever seen, but it's kind of, it reminds me of early, like late 90s TV, Resident Alien. it's on Netflix
called Resident Alien, right?
I think you're thinking of Resident Evil.
Oh, yes.
And this is nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
This is like slapstick.
Okay, 2021. It's a sci-fi show.
Yeah, but sci-fi is kind of it's like loose sci-fi.
Oh, okay.
It's like an alien lands in a small town in Colorado. Alice Wetterland is in it.
Comedian.
Yeah, the comedian. Yeah.
Oh.
So an alien lands in a small town and he like assumes the body of a human and he becomes the town doctor. And it's just about like the small town. And then this alien is the town doctor now.
Wait, Forbes says you need to watch Resident Alien on Netflix ASAP.
It's, oh my God, it has a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Really?
Oh, Alan Tudyk. Crazy.
Is Alan Tudyk the
alien?
The alien? Okay.
But it's funny.
Linda Hamilton's in it from Terminator.
Yeah, she plays, there's a Men in Black type thing who are trying to find this alien that landed. And so that's like as sci-fi as it gets. It's not a sci-fi show. It's very silly.
Is it a
it's,
comedy?
Wants to be.
Wants to be. Okay. I was like, why is Alice Wetterland in it?
It wants to be a comedy. It comedian. Might be a comedy for like parents. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Parents probably think it's funny and maybe people in the Midwest.
Sarah Tomko. Who's that?
It's okay. So what's so funny to me about it is like allegedly aliens have been watching humans for hundreds of years, like thousands of years.
Sure.
Yet this alien who is assuming the role of a human has no idea how to be, you know, like when he laughs, he's like, ha, 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 ha. You know, like he doesn't, you know, or when, you know, he'll try to eat something and not know how to eat it correctly. Or, you know, he talks really weird.
But he's a doctor?
Yes, but he like has to Google everything. Like there's one scene where he's giving a pap smear. And he has his phone next to him and he's Googling like how to do it and what a vagina looks like and things like that. And
how did he become a doctor? Wait, so this guy was a doctor and he got into his body.
He got into his body. Yeah.
Okay.
yeah. That's an important part.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's just like ridiculous, but it's fun. It's if you want a fun, like, I can turn my brain off. Nothing right. bad happens in this show. You're never going to feel depressed or anything like that. It's just easy living.
Wow.
Yeah, it's easy living show. So it's like it's nothing like Emily in Paris. But you know the feeling you get when you watch Emily in Paris where you're like, my brain is off.
Oh, sure.
I don't have
none
to
of
use,
this matters.
Yeah, I don't have to use any brain cells when I'm watching this television show. That's how I feel watching Resident Alien.
I'm interested. It got 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. People are loving it.
That really surprises me, to be honest. It's not like good, right? It's not a good show. That
sure.
But maybe that's what people but like, it's like about
if
it.
It's entertaining, you know?
I don't even know if it's entertaining, but watch it. I'm watching it. I'm watching it.
Wow.
The Bachelor.
Oh, yes. The Bachelor
is on tonight.
What happened last week? Oh, he sent home mean girl Leia.
Oh, right. Which is funny because we loved her at first.
The one who got the special advantage date card where she could steal a one-on-one. And then she's like, you know what? I'm going to throw this into the fire and burn it. And you're like, yes, girl, that's the right move.
Yeah.
And then she started like bullying people and like making up rumors and stuff. She turned into a bad person.
I read that she is the only person in Bachelor history who has lost Instagram followers from being on The Bachelor.
I mean, she probably didn't start. Maybe she gained a lot.
I think she gained
night.
And then lost them. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, her insecurities got the best of her, and then she just tried to get Joey by talking shit, and it did not work.
Mm-mm. He sees through it. That's what I like about him.
Last episode, Joey teared up, and he was talking, my boyfriend Joey teared up, and he was talking about how he feels like he needs to be perfect, and he's mm-hmm. not perfect, and he's afraid that people are going to realize that he's flawed and not like him anymore. And that's always mm-hmm. been his fear. And I was like, this is like this is a very real season of The Bachelor.
It is.
it doesn't feel like fantasy or fantastical. Obviously, they're going on these dates and things
like this.
Sure,
yeah. No, it's like he's the best bachelor maybe ever.
I think he's the best bachelor. I think he's like one of the real best contestants, period. Like bachelor and bachelorette.
Yes. Yeah. He's not. Yeah. I don't know. He just gets it. He's like emotionally intelligent. He's like very respectful and genuine. And
I think he's taking the process seriously, which you don't often, I think, see so much.
Yes. Yeah, so, he really, really wants a wife, and he wants to, like, you know, be truthful about everything. I don't know. It's great.
We love our boy, Joey. We love JoJo.
Oh, boy. Speaking of the opposite of Joey, did you read that Tom Sandoval profile in New York?
No, I'm Vanderpumped out. Like, I'm not.
You're pumped out.
I'm not giving my energy to Vanderpump.
I
saw the quotes, but I saw a few of the quotes on Twitter.
This profile it's so good.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote it, I can't remember who wrote it, but it's so funny. It's so good. I interviewed him. He had this publicist who was like 23 and who was like a fan of the show. She's like, yeah, we watched it when I was in middle school. And Tom said he was comparing Scandoval to, he's like, you know what, I watched O.J. Simpson, the fallout from that, I watched George Floyd, the fallout from that, all the attention. Like, he's like, don't you think this is kind of a similar thing? Like, comparing himself to like the attention. And then he had to issue an apology. And then it's funny because, like, later in the article, it's like, well, Riley, his PR person, is no longer here. We have the Bravo execs here as his PR people. Like, she disappeared.
They're doing crisis control.
Yes. Yes. And he's just, oh, my God. He needs to just not say anything. I can't with him.
I can't with any of them anymore. I'm just like, you're all just all full
I'm
of ego
over Ariana,
and I don't care.
I'm over all of them.
Yeah, I'm just like you said, the only one I can kind of tolerate is Lala and James's girlfriend. Actually, you know what? Who I like?
Yes,
James's girlfriend. Yeah. Like, she's young, right? She's like in her 20s or something.
I think she's like 26.
Yeah. Cause I was like, I follow her on Instagram and, you know, Allie. You'll see her. She goes to like events and that I don't really relate to. But she seems kind, and that I can get behind.
Yes.
But I hope the show doesn't ruin her. That's all I'll say.
I know. Everyone else is a dud.
Yeah. I can't remember if I talked about this yet, but I also watched iZombie.
Yes.
I finished it, all the seasons.
How many stars would you give it?
4 out of 5.
Okay.
Yeah, I really, really liked it. I thought it was really watchable. It's fun. The last few seasons go off the rails a little bit, but that happens, I feel like, with every show.
Sure. They don't know how to end shows, they just do crazy shit.
Yes, last season I was like, you don't know how to wrap this up. And I respect it. Like the series finale, I was like, you're just you had a monkey write this.
That's how I feel about Search Party. That show.
Oh, I didn't watch Search Party.
The final season was like, "What are you? What? Okay, this is what you're doing. Great. It's going out crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing when that happens. But then you just have to be like, you know what? I put the effort in already, so I'll just
We got a couple good seasons. It's fine.
I'm just grateful for what I have. So that's kind of what we've been doing in TV movies. There is a Cola Wars movie about the battle between Coke and Pepsi. We kind of did an episode on this.
We did the new Coke scandal.
Yeah, we did movies. We did episodes on soda. I feel like maybe we talked about Pepsi versus Coke.
We talked about that we did episode about New Coke, how it was like a disaster. Them like rebranding New Coke. And then we did mention the Cola Wars.
We mentioned it. Yeah. So if you want a little taste.
A little taste.
If you want a little taste of the Cola Wars, listen to our soda episode.
Yeah, the new drink. The new drink? The new Coke.
The new Coke. The new drink.
Fiasco.
If you want the new drink fiasco, then listen to our
people
episode.
People are pissed about New Coke. Oh, yeah. They were pissed.
They were pissed. I still have my soda tasting videos that I never put up on Patreon, I don't think. I need to put those up from when I went to the Vegas Coca-Cola store.
Right.
And I tried all their sodas. I got to put that up. Books. Mm-hmm. What did you read?
I read a book that was very popular last year called Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow.
Oh, maybe I'll read that tomorrow.
Oh, I got it for Christmas.
Oh.
And it's a very good book about three friends who start this video game designing company in like the late 90s. And it's like, I don't give a shit about video games really.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know. Because I've like put off reading this book. I'm like, everyone says it's good, but it's good. It's mostly about like their relationship and like friends over like 20 years, how their relationship is. But it's very good. I think they're making it into a movie, apparently. But
oh, nice.
Really good book.
That's really good. Book. Well, now let's do Hero of the Week.
I saw
this, and this is the craziest story. This seems like it's out of a movie, or this seems like it's like out of Jurassic Park. So this happened a while ago, but in 2008, Finnish police, so from Finland, they're not like finishing something, found a, well, they're finishing the case, I guess, found a dead mosquito while searching the inside of a stolen car. They tested the blood from the mosquito's last meal and successfully used it to identify the thief that stole the car.
Genius.
That's so crazy.
I wonder if have they ever done that before? Like in a crime scene. I feel like that's something that they should do, right? Like in a crime scene, if there's like a mosquito hanging around, like might as well test the blood to see what you can find.
It looks like it has happened before. True story of a murder solved by a mosquito.
I mean, yeah.
2006. The true story took place in Sicily after the discovery of a corpse of a sex worker near a beach. The main suspect was a businessman living in a faraway neighborhood. The day of the murder, his car had been seen near the beach. From the blood of one dead mosquito at the home of the businessman, the forensic police was able to identify the DNA of the victim. Moreover, the investigators were able to verify that the mosquito species would not have been able to fly the distance from the beach to the suspect's house on its own. Hence, the presence of the dead mosquito was an irrefutable proof of the connection between the suspect and the victim.
Right, because it could have just like anyone's blood in it, but if it doesn't fly that far, interesting.
That'd be a great episode, like weirdest, craziest ways that crimes were solved.
Yeah, like the, who's the Golden State Killer? They took like, it was like a straw out of his trash or something and like tested the DNA. I guess it's not that crazy, but.
Well, maybe we can just do mosquito crimes. Here's another one.
Mosquito crimes.
Police in China arrest burglar using DNA from mosquito. Yeah. I guess they use mosquitoes all the time.
Huh. Well, yeah. They're just full of blood and DNA.
Wow.
Wow.
That's surprising.
Mosquitoes aren't all bad.
Not so bad after all. All right, well, that's all that we have for today. Call in if you guys know of any that Law and Order mosquito crimes. Tell get Martin on it, stat.
Law and Order mosquito crimes.
Yeah.
I got a pitch for you. Sit down.
Yeah. Allie had this great idea. Law and Order mosquito crimes. If you guys have any great new Law and Order idea shows that we should also tell Melissa's husband about, please call or email us. Anyways, I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
That's all, folks. Bye.
Bye.
All the news you can handle. Bimbo News. So tune in to this channel. Bimbo News. Everything you want to know. Bimbo News. About recent news and TV shows. Bimbo News.
Powered by Acast.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.